Okay.
Is there anything else that had to do with me, Bill?
Well, one of the questions was, do you know whether Friday or Saturday night is going to be better for station touring reception?
Yes, Summer and I had a talk about that, and we felt that Friday night was the preferable date. It's usually preferable for stations to do it on Friday, so people don't have to come back on Saturday. And we felt that it would serve both the board and the station the best. So that's what we were planning to do. Andrew does need to be notified, but usually the station prefers it on the Friday anyway. And we felt that for the purposes of the board, it was good. So when I ordered the catering, that was how I did it. It could, of course, be changed, but the recommendation to the coordinating committee is that we do the station reception on Friday night.
Okay.
Which would be the 20th.
Okay. Well, I think we kind of decided either was okay. We just needed to know so we could schedule around that. So station tour and reception Friday night, July 20th. Okay. And then we talked about having a public session the other night, Saturday night. So, okay.
Okay. And then we also have dinner at the hotel Sunday night. So presumably if we have an evening session on Sunday night, we'll be set for that.
Okay. I think that's kind of what we can decide it also, or at least nobody objected to that. I suggested we have only one evening for planned entertainment or things like that, or like the reception. Lydia suggested we have some additional off time, though, for informal caucusing, but dinner at the hotel would be good because we can stay together there. Did we decide whether we want to try to have a formal meeting for Sunday night also? Anybody else want to comment on that besides Lydia?
My objection was Saturday night, though, just to be clear.
Oh, okay.
This is Tracy. I will say that Summer had expressed a desire for us to have an evening session both Saturday and Sunday to make the most of the time that we have together. That's what she had expressed. I'm not objecting to it. And again, I ordered dinner at the hotel, you know, both nights to accommodate the ability to do that.
Right. And I believe Nia was suggesting an open session Saturday night if we didn't have one Friday night. Is that right, Nia? Which I thought was a good idea.
Yes. So Friday evening / night, you know. I mean, Saturday evening.
I think you said Friday and Sunday evening, but Saturday day, right?
Saturday, like in the afternoon. Sunday, I don't know what people's habits are there. Do they go to church or what do they do? So maybe Sunday. Maybe Sunday.
Well, I thought you suggested having an evening public session Friday night, station tour during Saturday night. Well, I'm sorry.
Tracy was talking. I'm sorry. What did you say?
Okay, Tracy.
No. What were you saying, Bill? I heard my name, but I couldn't.
I just want to make sure that I understood what you were suggesting.
Okay, Friday evening, if we have the station event, the Friday evening just before the station event, an open session. Saturday afternoon, evening, thereabout, another open session. And also Sunday, probably maybe early afternoon or whatever.
Okay. Tracy?
Yeah, I just wanted to give you guys what the meal times are. These, of course, can be changed, but just so you know what they are right now. Breakfast will be every morning at 9, the assumption being that we'll get started around 9 and people will just, you know, have their coffee and bagel at the table. We have lunch scheduled for 1 o'clock, so hypothetically, I guess, from 1 to 2. And then dinner is going to be 5:30 when it's served at the hotel, which will be Saturday and Sunday night. And that presumably that would be 5:30 to 6:30 or 5:30 to 7, just so you can keep that in mind for your planning. And again, those could be changed, but if they need to be changed, you guys need to let me know so I can change them.
Is the breakfast in the meeting room, or is it going to be like the restaurant?
Right now, breakfast is served in the meeting room. Lunch and dinner are flexible, but for the moment they're scheduled in the meeting room. We probably can have lunch in the restaurant if we want to. Dinner in the restaurant costs a bit more money because they can't let other customers in. They kind of have to ravel us out. So we probably would have dinner in the large meeting room. Lunch, we may use the restaurant.
Okay. I like having breakfast in the meeting room because it gives people an incentive to not take too long to get there to the meeting.
Right. That's where it will be.
And we can eat while we're discussing, you know, starting the meeting, I think. It saves time. Okay. So anybody have any problems with those times? Okay. Thank you for arranging
that. A point of information, Mr. Chair.
Yes. Campbell?
Yes. The evening sessions, then, can we bracket a end time for them so that we aren't meeting in the evening till like 11 o'clock and we're going to be right back at breakfast at 9?
You have a suggestion for when we finish?
I would suggest that maybe we not go in the evenings past 9:30.
Okay, so for dinner is 5:30 till probably 7. At least 6:30. So it means maybe we could start at 7.
Okay.
So you're saying not past 9:30?
Correct.
Okay. Okay with me, but okay with everybody else.
Yeah, or you could do 5:30 to 6:30 and go 6:30 to 9 if you wanted to.
Okay. People may need to take a little personal break after dinner, though.
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Lydia?
Yeah, I was going to suggest that we concentrate on the thematic stuff and that, you know, Summer and you and Tracy or whoever can work on the minutiae. I mean, we have broad strokes, so if we can get to the actual blocks of the agenda that Summer had referred to, that would be great.
Okay. All right. So we'll be back up. Okay. It sounds like we're going to have mostly financial and strategic planning and stuff like that on Friday, station two intersection Friday evening. One short executive session Friday to talk about some CPP stuff. Probably other executive session on Monday, possibly all the whole day we're there until we leave. Do any other, and then Saturday afternoon, IGM and LSB chair reports and call in for affiliates, public comments, I guess Friday and Saturday afternoons, and late Friday, do you want to have public comment late Friday afternoon, maybe just before dinner? I'm hearing objection. So okay, all right. Other big things you want to suggest in there, Lydia, or anybody else, in terms of when we put major items in?
Well, just that Summer had blocked out like a 4-hour block of time to deal with some of these financial things. But I think that they also have to be blocked out thematically, so that one of them, like she said, you know, the development is one. Right? That's not the only aspect. I mean, there are a lot of steps to what we loosely call or work on here, which is strategic planning. So those are like blocks of time that have to be mapped out. She also mentioned the bylaws situation. That could be a lengthy discussion. And we may have some residual. We also will have elections to deal with, because the committee is meeting on the 17th, and so to resolve some of the issues.
Okay, well, if you'll make a proposal for any of those
blocks. So don't forget
time,
elections on in terms of the agenda.
Okay. Well, do you want to make a suggestion then for when to put any of these things? Like, in
no,
terms of how
I'm,
much time?
I'm just saying, can we you know, if we can make a list of the block of the things and estimate how much time, and then, but not actually, our task is not to specify the absolute times, because you know what it's like to work with an agenda. You have to move things around.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, let's make a list of these big items, these big ticket items.
Okay. Well, go ahead. You just listed a number of them, but or Campbell, did you get those, or for the minutes, or? You
no, not quite. They weren't quite precise for me.
Okay.
I'll tell you what I do have is this. Tracy had indicated that we're due for 9 o'clock in the morning breakfast, lunch at 1, and that can be possibly in the restaurant. Dinner 5:30 to 6:37, which would be probably in the meeting room, and it'd be a charge for the restaurant. I didn't hear objection to having our evening meeting stop at 9:30. Arlene is going to be doing CPB executive session Friday, and I understand that's going to be a brief period. I think that's with the resolutions. You had indicated Monday we would probably need for executive sessions. Saturday afternoon, IGM and chair reports, and then we discussed, the community comment Friday and Saturday afternoons and late Saturday afternoon.
Okay.
Then Lydia's mentioning a number of things, and I didn't have a place. You know, I thought she was going to give us somewhere where we could drop those into a potential agenda.
Okay. No, I am opposed to dropping it into a specific agenda. I think that Summer will have a pretty good handle on where these things are going to ultimately fit.
Okay.
Could you get that to me again, please? Okay, so the issues were, we already, I think, discussed development.
Election.
The other issue that Summer raised was programming. And I know that we have committees in relation to these, so this would mean moving those committees at a time when we have a block of time to discuss these. Elections are a time-sensitive priority, so that should be moved up on the agenda. Make sure that does not end up on Monday, for example, or on Sunday. In addition to the bylaws, we need to determine the timeline for the bylaws and give a general outline to the governance committee as to what are the bylaws that we think should be in there, so the governance committee can take it from there. They've come up with their own, a couple of the members, but they're isolated. You know, there's like a couple of members, you know, myself included, with ideas, but the board should chime in on bylaws priorities. And so those are all big discussions that need to be blocked in. Some of them can be put under the committee, but then those committees need to be put at a time when we can have a larger discussion than usual and not just consider the motions coming out of committee.
Okay. Are you back somewhere?
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
I can roll this with her, though, too. But, yeah, go ahead, Campbell.
Yeah, I certainly agree with Lydia that the different committees should be engaged in this. But since what they would be doing is making presentations to the board as a whole, what's, you know, going to be important is that enough information is given to the board as a whole that it can, you know, engage and move forward in a positive direction toward whatever kind of resolution would be appropriate for this. So is this something that can just come from the committees themselves, or is there some kind of guidance that maybe, you or Summer can give to the committees in each one of these arenas, elections, development, programming, and bylaws?
You want me to respond?
Sure.
Well, go ahead. Yeah.
Well, in some instances, the committees have things ready to go in terms of motions, or in the case of governance, they have a few bylaws, for example, ready to go, but that's not what I'm talking about. You have 22 members on the board who also have things, and so I think it's a give and take. In some instances, I think it will be things we can refer to committee. The bylaws with governance is one of those. In terms of the elections, they will already have had their meetings, and it's up to us to just, you know, approve it or not approve it, because we're up against timelines here as well. And so every one of those thematic issues that I raise have a different dynamic to them. In terms of the governance, certainly when Summer puts out the agenda, the governance committee can say what it's working on. I mean, we haven't resolved anything, but we have certainly had substantive discussions on some key bylaws amendments. So I think that way the committee doesn't have, I mean, the board doesn't have to be redundant. They can say, oh, okay, that's already going to be discussed because governance has already taken it up. And so some folks are working on it. Let me chime in with that, et cetera. So it's kind of a fluid situation, but not totally undisciplined. So I think that's why I was encouraging that we get the draft, because if we get the draft and get these big chunks in there, then people can start either asking for, you know, as I have for contracts, as I have for, you know, different pieces that I think are concrete that I need as points of reference in order to inform me during these discussions. And that will be true of all of the board.
Let me pull myself in the stack. I was going to suggest that we start Saturday morning with some of these committees. Like, I'm not sure which ones, which the elections and programming and personnel, the ones that already have items on the agenda that we haven't gotten to yet. Yeah, I think development we probably would fit in Friday, because that's already discussed, putting in discussion of fundraising. Somebody needs to mute themselves, by the way. I heard some background noise. But does that sound reasonable? We'll start with Saturday morning on some of those committees. And okay, thanks, Summer. Start Saturday morning on those committees, and then we'll get as far as we can. We'll take up the IGM and LSB chair reports, and call in for affiliates and public comment Saturday afternoon. Maybe then pick up again Saturday evening with committees, and we can do that. We can continue on Sunday also. Does that sound reasonable?
Well, Bill, I spent the last 20 minutes trying to get back in here. When this phone gets hot, that's all she wrote. Could you just recap? Yeah, I came in at Saturday morning.
Okay, well,
with my meeting.
Yeah, I can go over this with you after the meeting or tomorrow, too. But we're just trying to figure out when to put some major items in the agenda. And as Lydia suggested, you know, you and I can work out some of the details. But
we are talking about Friday, and
we want to make sure there's adequate time for committees that have been some of them need some adequate discussion time for their proposals. We may have some additional proposals between now and the in-person meeting. But things like elections and programming, bylaws amendments from governance, the development, I presume, would go in on Friday, since we already talked about that.
Okay, I fully concur in terms of the need, whether or not people have been submitting reports that need discussion coming out of committees. And if committees are totally dysfunctional and haven't been meeting, maybe this is a meeting in which we discuss the reason there's no report is because nothing's happening and we should revisit these issues, you know. So, yeah, cool. Okay, and what about, was something decided as to where affiliates land? I heard you say Saturday afternoon. Is that right?
Probably Saturday afternoon.
Call-in?
I guess it could be Saturday afternoon or Sunday afternoon.
Or Sunday afternoon. We just need to pick one and try to, you know, get... I mean, that was nice hearing from 3 or 4 affiliates at the last meeting, I thought. So.
We might want to talk to Ursula and see if she has any suggestions on that. Or people on the affiliates committee. Well, Campbell's on that committee, right?
Mm-hmm.
Campbell?
Yeah.
We can have that discussion offline.
Okay.
Yeah, and this is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia?
Yeah, Summer, so I gave a little laundry list, just my opinion of things that even though they thematically fit under a committee, they don't necessarily have to come under a committee. Some of the things that you mentioned, which is programming. So, yes, we can discuss it and get a report from the programming committee, but that the entire board should be prepared to discuss it in a larger manner.
Yeah.
Same true as bylaws. There's some bylaws that the governance has been working on, but the board should be prepared to have a more robust conversation on those issues to tackle the larger things we've been talking about, it being development or whatever.
I agree entirely. Thank you, Lydia. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I am envisioning fighting. We suffer from a tremendous gridlock, just Congress, and things that we could have a discussion where we could consent on a few points in each subject area that's really important, I think would be could be really, really helpful to us, and we really need to try and achieve some of that common ground if we can. So thank you. I appreciate that. Because, yeah, some things definitely come through committee reports, but some things we should just discuss in the board and where we can make some progress. So, all right, cool. I'm back.
Okay, thank you. Well, other things we've left out or
Mr. Chair.
Anybody? Yeah, Campbell?
Yes. One thing that Lydia didn't mention at this time was in regard to elections as being one of the items that she had identified previously while Summer wasn't on the call.
Thank you, Campbell. I guess reiterate that things of a time-sensitive nature, we're in an election cycle this year. We do have these serious financial concerns. These things need to take some preeminence in our discussion. So, yes, of course, sufficient time to discuss the elections at the in-person meeting while there's time to actually have some impact on how they go is definitely important. Thank you, Campbell.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask Arlene, where is our NES located? Is he there near Berkeley?
He's in Vermont.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So we don't necessarily expect him to be there at the in-person meeting. Okay.
Definitely not. But he's willing to be on the phone if we want him.
Okay. All right. He's
out of town this week, but he will be back at the end of the week and there and then in town through the election. And, you know, if he has to travel, he will travel, but he's going to do everything he can by Skype and phone.
Okay. That's good.
I have a question, Bill.
I don't want to cut this meeting short, but I just want to make sure we're not leaving out other big topics or any topics we need to be sure to include in the in-person agenda.
Bill, this is Summer.
Yeah, Summer?
While I was off the call, was it discussed in terms of the KPFA manager's report, since we typically do both a management and LSEB report for the hosting station? Was any discussion had on that subject?
Yeah.
We're going to do that probably Saturday afternoon.
Saturday afternoon.
But we need to check. I guess we need to check with the local people and see.
Okay, we normally give an idea. I mean, I usually try to steer them towards the weekend because that's when there's more public participation. In that vein, Arlene, was there any discussion? I mean, I think that it may be, I think it would be unwise not to anticipate a certain level of controversy at KPFA on many matters, to put it mildly. And was any discussion had in terms of addressing your management situation, either in closed or open session? And I don't want to delve too far here since we're streaming, but since everyone undoubtedly knows what I'm talking about, was there any discussion had? And if not, should we perhaps consider that? And also, was there any settlement as to where the CFO and executive director's report get handled with anyone? Generally, weekends are better in terms of, again, public participation, but same thing for chair's report. So.
I was assuming the CFO report could go on Friday during the financial discussion.
That's fine. We've done that before also. Yeah, putting the financial stuff together. That's fine. And then ED chaired ED on Saturday. But I'd like to hear from Arlene in terms of her perspective. I want to see to it that we effectively address things that are of concern to people. So that's all. I anticipate that this is a more unusual situation for our manager's report than we've had elsewhere at various points.
Yeah, Arlene, were you going to say something?
Yeah, I was going to say that I actually had a pretty productive meeting today with Margie and Sasha regarding the management search situation and a couple of other issues.
Okay,
but I could anticipate that we're going to get public coming in about, you know, a number of issues. And one of the things that I'm hearing is that they don't believe they need to make any cuts, that they think they're raising plenty of revenue at KPFA, and I think we're going to hear that loud and clear.
Okay, well, I do think, and I was already discussing this with a couple of people, I'm going to put together my own written chair's report in terms of, because there's been a lot of concern expressed in different quarters as to what's going on in the network right now, so I think I'll go ahead and issue a written report, at least as to my perspective on our global picture here of what's happening in this network. But I do think, we'll tinker on the fine details. I'm basing it on previous history has been working out in terms of scheduling. So chair's report, EDs report, local station managers report, local chairs report, public comment. We'll put all that in somewhere into Saturday. Okay. All right, that's fine. Some of this is kind of the same everywhere as long as we, you know, tune it into the local environment. So I just want to make sure that we have sufficient time to address any concerns that are particular to that station area.
Well, let me ask Tracy. I was thinking, even though we'll be talking a lot about finances on Friday, it might be better to have the finance committee report Saturday afternoon when more of the public will be there so they can hear, get updates. Would that make sense, Tracy?
I guess so.
Okay.
Well, you know, I have to be honest, Bill, depending on how everything shapes up for Friday, whether or not we are able to do the CFO's report on Friday is negotiable, quite frankly, because we'll have the reception happening Friday evening, which means we won't have an evening session. So let me take a look at how this is beginning to shape up in terms of action items, and maybe we end up doing all of those reports on Saturday, and all of Sunday is like all of our other committee reports. You know, that's conceivable, in my opinion. So let's just see how it's looking, okay? Because, I mean, I agree, the financial affairs of the network right now are of front and center importance in terms of what we're doing, so perhaps doing some of that on Saturday makes some sense in terms of public participation, you know. So let's take a look at how the schedule's looking, because if we got more, as it were, internal board work done on Friday, I would be a happy camper if we came away with some results that were tangible that we could take back to our stations and do something with that was productive this year, you know. So, yeah.
People need to hear it's not just KPFA that's getting cuts, and it's all the stations that are having
financial
problems.
Precisely. This is a global problem, right, yeah. And it has to have a global perspective on it, so.
Right. Okay. Okay, other things we need to talk about or discuss for the agenda for the in-person meeting?
Oh, there is one other thing, Bill.
Yeah, Summer?
And I only brought it briefly, like programmatic discussions, and Lydia had mentioned a couple of ideas to me that I thought were very intriguing that had come to her. And I was speaking with Marcel, who asked me specifically, she wanted to speak a little bit about whistleblowers and programmatic stuff. So I guess on whether it's, anyway, I want to hash a little of that in there as well in terms of just discussion, particularly if a board member specifically says, could I have 15 minutes to discuss this issue? So I'll take a look at how to structure a little bit of discussion on that, because I don't want to get lost in philosophical discussions about programming, but I don't mind a couple of specific things that people have as ideas. So, okay, I'm done.
Okay, we can talk about that. Okay. Somebody else want to say something about agenda for the in-person meeting? We got most of it, the big picture things figured out, and Summer and I can work on details. When to put.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, Campbell. Whenever
yeah, Campbell.
You have up to. Okay, thank you. I muted myself and was talking to myself. The one thing that I think would be very important in terms of for this meeting, well, for any meeting, would be that the committee reports be framed within the context of being able to come forward with a recommendation that can be supported, that can have some legs under it, for some action to take place. I think that one of the things maybe some people may have is frustration with the PNB is that we seem to throw a whole bunch of balls in the air, but you know, some too many of them. Not that we can resolve every issue or concern or whatever like that, but too many of them don't come with the kind of framing that leads us to one decision or another. And I think that people who are concerned and focused on particular issues, if they could come with a specific recommendation, I think that would be very helpful. And if these recommendations could be circulated beforehand, others who would have an interest in those particular areas of issue would be able to present something so that when the PNB deals with it, it's dealing with the same body of factual information, and there's point A of a recommendation and then point B of a recommendation, and then these things can be handled in an effective manner. I think that it's very unfortunate when a group is throwing everything on the table. People end up being frustrated. The facts we aren't clear on. And so what happens is that maybe the clock is run and there's no decision achieved at all on important matters, or that, you know, we've reached a decision that there are facts that are available that would have maybe caused us to undertake a different decision. And I think that so much of this relates to the kind of work that the body does ahead of time. And if as many people as possible can be encouraged to share information with you and Summer, and you know, then you two can share the information with the remainder of the board, I think that we would be in a much better position to come to some positive conclusions that are going to help us, you know, resolve things and move things forward, so that nobody goes away from this meeting thinking that we haven't made progress.
Okay, thank you. I would like just to suggest, though, that, you know, people, I want to make sure the committees can get their committee reports too first. They should have motions dealing with specifics like you were talking about, Campbell. So, and I'm fine with allowing additional time for people to discuss things related to the committee topics, but there's never enough time, even at the in-person meetings, to talk about all the committee topics, nearly as much time as it would be in the committee meetings themselves. I want to encourage people to bring things to the committees first for discussion, where things can be discussed more thoroughly and various alternatives considered. And so we don't try to repeat those discussions at the PNV.
Right.
But,
This is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia?
Yeah, but there are issues, for example, the one that Arlene raised about looking at some development directors, potentially, right?
Yeah.
Then those of us that have had vast experience with development directors would have specific contributions to make. We don't have... we want to then include that in the development discussion, but it would include things that the committee has not entertained. For example, when you have, you know, do we have the infrastructure to make use of someone that we're going to be paying money to as a contractor potentially, and to enable them to move on things? As just one example, when we had the one development director come and speak to us when we were in D.C. from the other station, and, you know, she was approaching donors, and when a couple of us mentioned some of our background, she got very excited because one of the donors was really into this and da-da-da-da. We do not even have a profile of our board. In other words, we do not have bios for a development director to come in and say, oh, okay, sift through it. They meet someone on a foundation board, and they say, oh, do you know that so-and-so and so-and-so happens to also sit at the blah, blah, blah? I mean, in other words, so it puts bringing someone in at a disadvantage if we haven't put those pieces together. No different than when Summer and I have oft discussed about the press releases, right? Well, to have a press release, you have to have an internal press list, which is national, not just local.
Yeah,
so there's all of these pieces that, as board members, we can help put into place that aren't necessarily being considered by the committees. That's why I am saying, if we're going to devote ourselves, then let's include the more global discussion beyond what the individual committees get to discuss.
Okay. Arlene?
Yeah. Lydia, what I'm talking about is three different possibilities of people that would be doing some recommendations to us as to what we need to put together for them in order to start, and telling us what they can do for us and how we can proceed. I'm not talking about hiring a development director. I personally don't think that's our best answer at this point, but there are a couple of areas that I think we can get some help and get some guidance in moving forward, and that's what I want to present, at least as a part of that discussion period.
Right, I understand that, but I'm saying over and above that, there are plenty of resources on the board or not. We don't know because the board never gets to ask each other those questions. So, you know,
right, Lydia,
fundamental. So that's all I was saying.
Yeah, let me just clarify, Lydia. I'm not – okay, Summer, yeah, I'll just respond to Lydia. I'm not trying to cut people off from being able to discuss things. Yeah, I got you, Summer. But I just suggest basically first we let the committees give their recommendations, because I know the development committee's already been talking about a lot of this stuff. And then, you know, people have other suggestions, as you're mentioning, Lydia, that we could that would probably follow up from them. But I want to get the committee's first choice to talk about their own topics. Summer?
Yeah, and actually, you know, I'm on the development committee, and Campbell's there, and anyway, a whole bunch of people are there, and there actually is robust discussion going on there. I mean, we agreed, and I talked to Arlene about this. Something as simple as an electronic resource of what all the different types of grants that are applicable to our industry for a multi-user license. It's $200 electronically. It can be shared throughout the network. What Lydia's saying, and what I envision, at least, like I said, part of this is, yes, motions come from committees. We're locked in Robert's Rules of Order and in an adversarial, it's like being in court. We're an adversarial proceeding kind of board, and I'd like to see some actual discussion that's, like, I hope, collaborative on Friday of these various topics, because there's things in which we should find some pleasure. You know, it's problem solving from the positive end. So I think I'd like to give some time to Arlene, obviously, for whomever she has, you know, hopefully they bring written materials to pitch us on, like, this is what we need from you and this is what we can provide you. That's fantastic. I think we're going to bring some stuff straight out of the development committee. Campbell has ideas on strategic planning. Lydia raised a fundraising strategy that's very simple. These are things that I think, you know, with a little more creativity, not just our here's a motion, do you want to vote it up or down, or does somebody have a substitute or an amendment, the very parliamentary and adversarial nature of the way we do business, I'd like to see a little more collaboration and a bit more consensus. In smaller groups, I mean, I've never used Robert's Rules of Order when I was chairing the local finance committee. We achieved every motion by consensus. It's easy to do in a really small group. I don't expect that, but I'm hoping that we can have some of these discussions, some brainstorming, and not just brainstorming that's like, oh, that was a good idea, and we walk away, but no, actually walk away some concrete stuff, like, you know, here, let's go do this, and this. Let's target these three goals. Yes, we agree to do the following. So I will attempt to give that portion of our agenda some structure in consultation with the other people working on it, but I think that we need to think a little bit outside the box in terms of at least just part of our meeting so that we could maybe bring forth some creativity and find something to be to really take pleasure in serving our board and the foundation and not just the more difficult aspects of it. So, all right, okay. I'm done. But I think it's an opportunity. I mean, what she's saying is completely correct. We don't even have a good assessment of our own available potential skill set right here on the board. We kind of know what some of the people do that might be helpful, but I think with a little more open discussion, we could come away with something really useful from the board. So.
Okay. Anybody else want to talk about this?
I heard concurrence from Arlene. We're on the same page.
Okay.
All right, I'm done, Bill. Thanks.
Okay, well, anything else we need to talk about for the in-person meeting? Sounds like Summer and I need to work on this quite a bit in the next few days and get a draft out, even incomplete, to the rest of the committee by the end of the week, and then we could get a more complete draft out to the rest of the board early next week, right?
That's good, Bill. I like that. Why don't we meet Saturday?
And we need to remind all the committee chairs to get their stuff in if they haven't already. Let me bring up one thing. The next meeting we have scheduled is the first Monday in August, which is the 6th. Is that still okay with everybody?
Yeah.
For this committee?
I have a meeting to assess where we're at, I think.
Okay. Now, September, we're probably not going to be able to meet then. We might be able to if I stream it, or I'm not sure if Brian's available then or not, but there's some Otis is going to be traveling to support, to cover the conventions and other things in late August and early September, and it's going to, I mean, some of the committees won't be able to meet because we only have streaming and archiving. So if that's a big problem, I can probably cover some of them, but it's harder for me to do it when I'm participating in the meeting. So think about that. I don't think we've decided quite yet, but we might need to skip or reschedule the August committee meeting. And then also thinking ahead, I'm assuming we're not going to have another in-person meeting after this one this month, for the rest of this fiscal year. But I'd like to keep open October, thinking about having one then. We don't have to decide right now. But please be thinking about that. And then hopefully we can get all the budgets passed in our teleconference meetings if we can get our act together and try to get the meeting going. And we should be able to get that done in September.
This is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia.
Yeah, we're going to have a bylaws amendment schedule that we are going to have to meet. It'll be exactly 1 month earlier than last year.
Okay. Well, I presume we'll probably try to set a date at the in-person meeting for the notice date. Is that right? Or whatever it's called?
Yes. We have to present the whole schedule.
Yeah.
Because of all the overlapping between delaying these elections and blah, blah. And the incoming board, if you want this board to be the one to decide on these amendments, which makes sense, then it has to be before the December meeting when the new boards are seated. So I had this discussion with George. Actually, he brought that one to my attention. So we have to move everything back by 1 month, which means last time I noticed it for the vote in December, I had to notice it at the end of September, at the end of September meeting, which means we have to notice it at the end of August. So everything's moved back, just like we did with the elections, but this way, but going the other way.
Okay. Well, we can move it up even. I don't know if other amendments are ready. But if we had amendments ready by the 1st of August, that could be the first day. But we'll look for a recommendation from that committee, I guess.
Summer to the SAC?
Yeah, Summer.
That's why I brought up discussion of bylaws amendments at the in-person meeting. I mean, I personally can't think of a better place to discuss bylaws amendments. I mean, sometimes bylaws amendments are really minor things, like correcting some grammatical error, which is crazy, but sometimes they're like, you know, could structurally improve our situation. I'll go ahead and draft this. There are three or four that I think would be important, but I think that we should, and I'll put a reminder out with that as well. I think that this is the place to do it. July is the place to discuss it and see where there's concurrence. Obviously, governance has a big part in this. When the board all comes together like this, it would be really nice if we could come to agreement on a few things that we all think could be improved, or a bunch of us do, and try to get those bylaws amendments at least promulgated, if not passed, at this July meeting so that the notice can occur and we can just get on with it. Because it's when we're going to be get together, it's easier than trying to do it on phone meetings. So I would highly recommend anybody who thinks something needs to change, you know, let's try to do it at this meeting if we can. All right?
Yep. Yeah, sounds reasonable. Okay, anybody else want to talk about anything before we adjourn tonight? Anything else I've forgotten about? Oh, action items, Campbell? To get those? I know somewhere I had something.
Okay, let me. Unfortunately, we didn't have too much action proposed at this meeting.
For you and Summer.
I'm speaking facetiously, okay? I'm speaking very facetiously.
I know.
Okay, so I've gotten myself into having to share with our group some information pertaining to strategic planning, progress on recovery, best practices. That was a decision that was made there. And in regard to, I think it would be perhaps better to put these options forward with regard to the in-person meeting, because some of them overlap and they, you know, and whatnot like that. But in terms of an action item, we have an NFCB report that Arlene will be giving based on what other folks who had attended the NFCB will have shared. There's an action item between Summer and Arlene developing information pertaining to programming, finances, Creative Ideas Friday, and then let's see, we have see how we measure up 9 months. That's going to be Nia had asked for that insofar as a CFO report regarding budgeting versus accomplishments on the recovery plan. and things of that sort, and that is supposed to be available Monday or Tuesday before the in-person meeting. Let's see, in terms of other action items, it was inquired, when we can expect a draft agenda, and Summer indicated she'd like to have it done by this coming weekend, and so that would be an action item.
Summer and me.
Let's see, the rest of it, a lot of these things relate to the schedule and what people need to do on the schedule, and I'll get this out. It may come as an attachment rather than in the body of an email, because I don't know if, you know, I'm going to have my virus out or not. I've got two of them that were identified by Office Depot, and I think that an attachment should be able to come without a problem, too much of a problem. Let's see.
If you'll send it however you want, can to me, and I can get it to everybody else.
Okay. And
that would be great if you can get that this in the next few days, because it will help us with the agenda planning.
Okay. Someone is going to, I think this was before Tracy came back, to work on when we were going to be having the station and the station tour and reception. I think that Tracy came back and she resolved that for us. Action. Arlene's going to get in touch with the LSB chair and the IGM for their report. Let's see. Tracy, handling the station situation. We've gotten the times identified for the meal services, at least temporarily. And then we have those four committee reports that are going to be coming up, and someone needs to make contact in regard to setting up the affiliates call-in for, I believe that would be Saturday or Sunday afternoon, and I don't recall.
Would somebody like to check with Ursula and see if she thinks of what time would be best?
If everyone else is occupied, I can go ahead and try to make that call. Okay.
Was that somebody else trying to say something? Oh, hold on, Campbell. Was somebody else trying to say something?
No, I'm just making sure Campbell's going to call us.
I'll give her a call.
Thanks, Campbell.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Okay, and I guess you could suggest Saturday or Sunday afternoon, but I guess either one would probably work.
Okay. Let's see. The recommendation, I think, on getting. Summer's going to prepare a report on the network for the in-person meeting. Lydia indicated we don't have profile of our board members and what they bring to the table, so this would be something. I don't know if we've identified someone to take that on.
Mr. Chair, is Lydia?
Yeah, Lydia.
Yeah, I was just using that as an example as of the many things that can come out of the discussion. But thank you.
So not an action item.
I raised it in discussion, not as a task right now.
Yeah, I think, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, Campbell.
Yeah, I think that it would be helpful if we were to ask our fellow directors to maybe provide the board with 50 words or less about their, what they personally have as a resource that they're providing for Pacifica, or that sort of thing that we can use with a foundation. I mean, heck, we need to hit the ground running, and really, I don't think anybody can do this stuff for us, but if someone has a guideline that they could use, that may be helpful. But if we could imagine having our board members to have provided this information so that our staff can, you know, synthesize it one way or another, and we can just be able to hit the ground running and come out of that in-person meeting with, say, two or three proposals to major foundations. Wouldn't that be something?
Okay. Well, do you want to write up something to send to everybody in terms of
okay.
you know, write something or? Okay, hold on a second.
Okay, I'll be
going
to write that. Put that in.
And
with what I'm the other things I'll be working on.
Okay, thank you. So Warren?
Yeah, just to clarify, maybe each board member can include their resume or some small portion of it to outline what their strengths are and they're in contributing to the board.
Okay. Of course, that might be different than the resume, but was kind of that kind of what you think about Campbell, or you want a real?
You know, that in fact may be a very good idea because, you know, I know that when I've been in a situation of putting together these kinds of things, it's very helpful for me to see what you know my board members would have before I put together the proposal to send it in case there's some areas of particular weakness that one board member may have some familiarity with, may not have extensive expertise, but at least we'll be able to present a kind of a balanced board that looks like it can carry out the work of implementing a grant that we can receive. So I think that's an excellent idea from Levon. Does anyone see any objection or a problem that people would have with that?
I have
Arlene. Okay, Arlene.
Yeah, I would also like to suggest that we just add the specific question that they include any experience that they have in development, working with major donors, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, that's great.
This is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia.
But I still think that what has to happen is the whole discussion. And then out of that, we decide whether we want resumes or bios. I personally think the bios are more appropriate for this bunch because the whole point is that we're not just appealing to each other. We're appealing to unknown factors. We don't know who are on those boards and what it is they're going to be interested in. Therefore, you include, you know, things that are not relevant in a resume but are in a biography. But that's the discussion. I'm not recommending we have the discussion before the discussion. I mean, I don't have an objection to people sending email ideas and whatever, but this is not that discussion yet. It's just throwing out examples.
Mr. Chair?
Okay. LaVarn, just a quick follow-up.
Okay. Well, Campbell first and then LaVarn.
Yeah, I was going to suggest that, you know, I really welcome what Arlene's providing. We've got our backs to the wall, and if we don't recognize that, you know, we need to have something to come out of the corner, come out of our corner with. And I think that, you know, having this kind of information, we have resumes, we have people's development experience, their work with major donors. I hadn't thought about that because I've done a fair amount of work with major corporations, and I think that, you know, that's something that can be helpful. And, you know, this isn't giving us a targeted piece, but this is giving us the raw materials where maybe, you know, Arlene may come back, LaVarn may come back with, look, we really need to amp up, you know, your expertise in terms of extraterrestrial, you know, communications or something that someone would have or that, you know, we have a particular strength because we identify that there's a prospective grant in such and so subject matter, and we've got two or three people who are right up that alley, you know. So I would, you know, I understand where Lydia is what she's considering, but I think that we'd really have the ball further down the field if we move forward with a base of information.
Okay. I'm not sure what the action item is right now.
I think someone was... Well,
Warren wanted to say something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hey, that's fine. Campbell hit all the points. Thank you.
Okay.
I have a question before we adjourn, Arlene.
Okay. Arlene, go ahead.
How much time do you want me to ask the GM and the LSB chair to take?
I think usually we have about an hour total, don't we? I think that's what it used to be.
That's what I was thinking we usually did, but I thought I'd double check with you all.
And I guess, I mean, usually it's most of that time goes to the GM and a little bit, a third or quarter going to the LSB chair, but does that sound reasonable? And some time for questions and answers. So maybe 15 minutes for LSB chair and 30 or 40 for the GM, and then some time for questions and answers. How's that sound, everybody? And presumably all the GMs will be providing written reports also. And of course, the LSB chair is also welcome to provide a written report, and we can include that in the board book if they get it in time.
Mr. Chair?
Okay, yeah, Kibble?
Yeah, those were a couple points I was going to get to. Is if we could have those written reports beforehand, and I was going to say indicate that, you know, certainly it would be important for us to have, you know, to allow opportunity for questions.
Right.
You know, significant opportunity, because I think that one thing, it seems from just our discussion this evening, that, you know, at KPFA, that there may need to be a strong justification for the recognition that we're a network, and that, you know, we may have some weaker stations that have to be pulled along during this time frame, you know.
Okay. So you usually guys can get the written report in advance and then allow more time for questions and answers. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Does that answer your question, Arlene, about how much time?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anybody else have anything before we adjourn for tonight? Okay. Well, thank you all for your help and participation, and we'll try to get that. Summer and I'll try to get that draft agenda out to you, and please help us fill in whatever blanks we've left there or overlooked or things like that, too. And I guess we will meet next for this committee in August, and, of course, we'll see you all at the in-person meeting, and Summer will send out that note to the board about recommendation to cancel the July 12th meeting. So I guess we're adjourned.
Thank you.
So moved. Without objection.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Next.